off the lights, made a short speech.
Tape 7, play after tape 6. What is it you call the animals, like cows, horses, and mules and so forth, when you had to go out and feed?
No, you want me to guess.
Again, we didn't get that a minute ago.
We just always said we had to go tend to the stock or feed the cows, and and the men fed the horses. I never fed the horses, but
if you're going to feed the hens, turkeys, geese, and so forth, you have a name for all of them. You're going to go out to feed.
Go out and pick up the eggs and give corn to the chickens. Mama never did.
Did you have a name for all of them? Chickens, turkeys.
Mama never had any turkeys. She had some geese.
Have a name for them?
But I didn't feed them.
Well, if somebody did, what would you call it? Going out to feed the what?
Go out to feed the...
What would you call them? Did you call them anything? Well, what'd you call a hen on a nest of eggs?
Setting.
Mm-hmm. And a place where the chickens lived, what'd you call that?
Hen house. I never fed nothing but the chickens.
The part of the chickens that was supposed to be lucky, when you ate the chickens, what was the lucky bone? What did you call that? What did you call it? Did you call it a wishbone?
Wishbone.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the inside parts of the chicken that you eat, like the liver, the heart, and the gizzard? Chicken?
Giblets.
And the part that you sometimes eat and you sometimes stuff sausage in was called?
The cavity in the chicken.
No, this isn't on the chicken. This is on a hog.
Oh.
The part that you eat and you sometimes stuff sausage in.
Oh. Well,
maybe you didn't eat that part of it.
No, my mother always put her sausage up in sacks.
I'm talking about part of the animal did it come from? What did you call it? You call it the...
To make the sausage out of? Papa took all the lean from down the back where we call T-bone now. Is it T-bone in calves? All that back, instead of being cut up, that went into backbone, and he took all the lean meat in there and put in a sausage, trimmed the hams and the shoulders, put the lean meat and sausage and some fat, but not too much.
Do you ever use the insides of the hog for anything? Some people did.
Misused those intestines and cleaned them and stuffed her sausage in that and then smoked it.
And what did you call that?
I don't know.
Cause she called just the intestines? Is that what she called it?
No, that's not what she called it, but I don't know because my mother never done it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
Some people ate chitlins, and my mother never fixed none of those things. I never ate a bite of one in my life. But my sister-in-law just loves them, did like them so much she can't eat them anymore.
If it's time to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is, if it was time to do that, to feed the stock and do the chores, you say it is.
Time to go